On April 1, federal politicians increased their indexed incomes by $8,500 to $17,000, becoming second best paid elected officials in the world. They also are eligible for pensions after only 6 years of work. They continue to practice NIMBYism in their privileged neighborhoods, double dip by decreasing taxes while enlarging indexed tax-free savings account portfolios, create financial silos over last 50 years, half a century, of unequal social programs targeted towards the wealthy and families while leaving impoverished and single marital status constituents in a deficit in financial formulas. These feudal landlord politicians, federal and provincial, have been placed on United Nations notice for their human rights, financial and housing abuses of the impoverished and unattached working-age adults while rarely increasing unindexed stagnant minimum wages, and continuing to increase the financial spread between themselves and the poor. In an opinion letter regarding the absence of means testing in the April 5 Calgary Herald, the author states, "I, like many of my cohort, have more money than I can spend. Why should the taxpayer subsidize my registry purchases and pay the full cost of my pharmaceuticals?" Indeed, why? Lynn Gackle, Cochrane, A.B.